Hey, this is porn superstar Jessie Jane, and you're listening to Stripperland Radio. Still bang Richie, God, and I like him, and I would bang him. I know it's cash for the working girls. I know death is the wage of sin. I never learned me a secret knife, but they always let me in now.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Hey, this is Lark. You're listening on Stripperland Radio.
Stripperland Radio.
Okay, so you've never had an Asian man. So can you just throw me a bone here and say that all Asian men have very small pee-pees?
I'm sure it's a very real stereotype. They're based off things that are partially true.
All stereotypes have some basis in truth, correct?
Yes.
So you hear that, Richie? All Asian men have small cocks. All right. Lark, thanks for joining me, and you're listening to Stripperland Radio.
Richie has a big pee-pee.
Hi, I'm Miss Peaches. And I'm naked. And you're listening to Stripperland Radio. How low can you go? Death row? What a brother, no. Once again, back is the incredible rhyme animal.
Chesty, that's pronounced stripper.
Oh, stripper. Stripperland Radio News in 69 seconds. Oh, give it to me, Timmy Ryan, yeah.
Hey, now I'm Timmy Ryan, and this is your Stripperland Radio News. Former Playboy playmate, and now the star of her moronic reality TV show on the E! Channel, Kendra Wilkinson Basquette, says she will have no problem with her son Hank watching her work the stripper pole when he grows up. She says, and I quote, "I think he's gonna love it. There's nothing like seeing your mom sexy and happy," end quote. Okay. Two things here. Is anyone else sickened and disgusted that a mother would be fine letting her son watch her working a stripper pole? And two, how are dumb fucks like this Kendra bitch, who aren't even smart enough to get a library card, even allowed to breed in the first place? In a recently conducted survey, it was found that 4 in 10 female students would pose nude and or strip to finance their studies. The poll of more than 1,000 female university students also found that over 4% are currently working in a gentleman's club, and about 35% saying they have considered becoming a stripper. And you know what? When you get down to it, these girls are making the right choice. Because let's be honest, college girls are sluts. And whether it's at a party where they're getting slipped roofies and doing Jaeger bombs, or at a strip club, either way, they're going to be taking off their clothes for drunken frat boys. So they might as well be making money while they're doing it, right?
This has been your Stripperland Radio News in 69 seconds. Do you have a bathroom? I need to go do a line of blow.
Radio. All right, it's Stripperland Radio. I'm now joined by yet another lovely stripper whose name is Ruby. How you doing, Ruby?
I'm doing good, Adam.
Oh, you sound like you came to party.
I am. I was born to party.
Well, did you have a little drinky poo or something before you came out here?
I had a little poo.
You had a little poo.
A little one.
All right, so you know what? Since you're talking like that, and you're obviously a gamer, I'm just going to cut all the bullshit and get right down to it. In any of your sexual experiences, have fecal matter ever been involved?
That would cost extra just to find out, but thanks for playing.
Now listen, if you're not going to open up on Stripperland Radio, you're not going to be of much help. So have you ever taken a shit on a dude's chest in the bedroom?
On or off camera?
Off camera.
Maybe.
See, that's kind of a weird answer for shit taking. It seems like if you take a shit, you're going to either know one way or the other whether it came out.
Well, I think we might have run out of tape by then, Adam.
All right, you're obviously a ball of energy, Ruby. What club do you dance at here in town?
Well, I like to dance here. There's a few out. I prefer more out-of-the-way places, as most of my family lives in Portland, and they're not exactly upper crust.
So they're not sexual deviants like yourself?
Well, they are, so I have to go kind of far afield to avoid them, is what I'm saying.
So there's a chance, whenever you go out looking to get your freak on, you're saying that you might, you know, there's always a chance you look over your shoulder and Ma and Pa will be sitting there ready to get their freak on as well.
Unfortunately, yes.
What a freaky family. Are you Mormon?
No, but the rest of my 18 brothers and sisters are.
I think that was a joke. Are you a stripper or are you a comic?
One and the same.
I mean, just as a favor to our listeners, leave the jokes to me, baby, all right? All right, so when you perform fellatio on a man, and for you laymen out there, that means, you know, sucking cock, do you swallow a man's seed?
It depends on the fellow and his, is he a carnivore? Does he eat asparagus? There's a checklist.
I see. So you adhere to the philosophy that you are what you eat, and that if you, you know, diet depicts what kind of flavor comes out of your nutsack.
Yeah, and I'm not even sure if it's vegan, really, so it would definitely depend on how hot the guy was.
So it takes a super hot man like myself for you to swallow the jizz.
That is correct.
Nice. Compliments will get you everywhere, even when I make them myself.
It looks like I have to go back on, so I'll see you later.
It's time to audition, right?
Yes.
All right, Ruby. Well, it was short, it was sweet, but thanks a lot for stopping by Stripperland Radio.
My pleasure.
There's Ruby, and I'm Adam from Stripperland Radio.
Hi, this is Sexy Sarah, and you are listening to Richie and Adam on Stripperland Radio.
I love being just gross and gory and just filthy, and, you know, I don't want just blood. I want, like, you know, sticky stuff and clumps and whatever else can go along with that that's going to make me just look horrifying but still hot as fuck.
Something for my co-host Richie. What do you think of Asian men?
Fantastic. Very good.
Have you ever made love to an Asian man?
Yes.
Is it true what they say, that their penises are incredibly small and tiny?
Of course not.
No.
No.
I have a feeling you're lying to me.
I'm lying. Never.
You hear that, Richie? She thinks your cock might be big. All right.
Line of blow.
Gosh, whether there was this tall, thick man who just started telling me things, naughty things, dirty things, and then I was like, Sean, do you just want me to come to the audition? Okay, I can do that. Well, I'm here now.
So Sean Skelding duped you into coming. Stripperland Radio, and I'm joined right right now by the lovely Winter. How are you doing, Winter?
Fine, how are you?
I am well. What titty bar do you shake your cans at?
At Safari Show Club.
Safari Show Club, very nice. So, have you auditioned yet?
No, I haven't.
But you're going to.
Yes, I am.
What are you expecting from the Stripperland movie audition experience?
Have a really good time and be able to run around all bloody and zombified and awesome like that.
Now you say bloody. Are you menstruating?
Not today.
Okay, so you're talking about fake blood.
Yes, fake blood.
Good, no dead babies. All right, so tell me about the motivation you're going to use to conjure up the character of a zombie stripper.
Motivation? I love being just gross and gory and just filthy and, you know, I don't want just blood. I want, like, you know, sticky stuff and clumps and whatever else can go along with that that's going to make me just look horrifying but still hot as fuck.
Wow, that sounds filthy. Now, for our listeners out there, enough movie talk. We want to hear more about what makes Winter Winter. So, how did you get into the stripping game?
Quite a long time ago, I just actually on a bet. I bet my friend bet that I wouldn't do it, and she was the shyest girl. And I was like, "Well, if you do it, I'll do it." And I didn't think she would. And I started, and I was like, "Well, hell, I've got a good job. I might as well take it."
Tell us about that first night. What were your thoughts as you were baring your vagina for the very first time?
I don't even remember. I was just probably extremely, I mean, we were really hyped up because we were with a few people, a few friends and stuff like that, and pretty excited about going in and doing something so different than what we're used to doing. I'm from a small town, so.
Oh, I guess you don't want to tell me exactly what town you're from, but for our listeners in small town, what state?
Oregon.
Okay, so you're from a small town in Oregon. Were you on cocaine that first night?
Not that night, no.
Have you ever stripped on cocaine?
No.
What's that thing in your nose all about? Is that not covering up a certain scar from a certain drug?
It's just for decoration.
Yeah, just for, you know, the listeners who cannot see, which is all of you. Winter has the piercing through, was that septum pierce? Like a bull, you know? Think of the old cartoons, the bull with the big ring. She's got that, but it is not. Someone faking an orgasm over there. It is not from the coca. All right. So how much money did you make at the beginning?
Tons. In the beginning, it was years and years ago, though. So there's lots of money to go around and lots of good times to go around, too. And I, you know, tons. It was for everybody.
Good, good. Have you ever had sexual intercourse with a customer?
Not to date.
Not to date, but has the penis of a lowly, lowly, pathetic strip club patron ever entered the fine, beautiful, tasty vagina of Winter?
Not at the strip club.
Okay, I see you're playing politician with me now. You're kind of dodging the issue. So I'm going to gauge from these mildly ambiguous offerings you're giving me that indeed a customer has put the puck in the net.
I've dated customers before.
Okay, now what does it take? This is something that has perplexed the minds of strip club patrons for years and years. What does it take for a man to go from lowly, pathetic, bottom-dwelling strip club patron to a guy who's banging a hot chick like you? How does that happen?
Being completely unusual and not the norm, because I see so much norm every day. I see everyone doing the same things and saying the same things, and I don't want to hear all that. I want to hear something interesting, something new.
Oh, so it sounds like you're saying that the strip club is almost a microcosm, if you will, of the real world, where ingenuity and originality will get you laid and the same old tired bullshit will not, right?
Definitely. Of course.
So can you give me a specific, you know, for the listeners out there, not for me, because, hey, you know, I don't go to the strip club to get laid, right? I go to work, right, for Stripperland Radio. What specific approach worked on you to get in those little panties of yours?
What specific? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Like, what line was ever used on you? Now, I know you're kind of saying, well, I don't want to hear lines. I want you to be different. But come on now. We all know that the dude had a plan. So what kind of conversation pieces will get a man naked with you outside the club?
I would say if you can discuss or have a good event or idea to go do something, that's how you start out.
So you've, okay, let's pretend that I'm in the strip club, right? Let's do a little role playing. Are you into role playing?
I'm not so sure.
Oh, come on.
In the moment, sometimes. I don't know if I can conjure up any of them in this moment.
Okay, we're going to do some non-sexual role playing. All right, I don't want to freak you out. All right, but we're going to do some non-sexual role playing. Let's pretend that you're about to hit the main stage and I'm going to chat you up, okay?
Okay.
All right, so here I'm going to set the scene for the listeners. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to start that over because I said ladies first. All right, gentlemen, you know what time it is. It's a little chilly in here, so I think it's about time for winter to hit the main stage. Winter to the main stage. All right. Your top's coming off. I'm looking. Ooh, that's nice. And now the panties come off and I'm smitten. Hey, I couldn't hear that DJ. Because his voice was so nasally and obnoxious. What's your name?
Winter.
Winter, that's a nice name.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
So, Winter, you know, I like Motley Crue and all, but I'm in the mood to get the fuck out of here and party with you. How about we go take a ride on my boat?
Your boat?
Yeah, my boat.
What is your boat in, a lake or an ocean?
Well, it's in a lake right now. You see, my family is very wealthy, which means I have a lot of money. And we have a lakeside property, and there's a boat tied to the dock, and I want to take you on it, not to have sex with you, but to get to know you. What would you say to that?
Sounds like a great idea.
So that's all it takes?
No, I was lying.
You were lying. Wait a minute. Are you saying that stripper? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Are you saying that strippers lie to dudes at the titty bar?
Of course not.
Okay, let's get back to role playing. All right, so I'm going to take you out on my boat, and I'm going to have a lot of Coke, I'm going to have a lot of champagne, and some firmly rolled joints. What do you say we do this, I don't know, tomorrow?
Well, let's spend a little more time here. Let's get a little more drinks in us and talk about it a little later.
All right, now I'm all out of money. Right, now I told you I do come from money, but I'm out of ones, and I'm too drunk to go to the ATM machine. Is it okay if I just sit here and not tip you?
Where are you sitting?
I'm at the front rack.
Front rack. I'll walk you to the machine when I get off stage.
All right, baby. So what you're saying is you're going to meet me at my boat for sex tomorrow, right?
Of course.
And there you go. So that's all it takes to get into winner's pants? To experience the blizzard?
Sure.
Okay, now, the first time, another faked orgasm over there, the first time you made love to a strip club patron, can you tell me a little bit about the experience? What, you know, how romantic did he make it, or not romantic?
Romantic? I'm not really...
I want to let our listeners out there know how they can live the reality that is intercourse with Winter or other strippers. Tell me, how did the first dude make it happen?
Romance isn't part of it, I'll tell you that.
Okay, of course, romantically speaking, you may not have really been going, but something got your vagina wet. And I want the listeners to know, I of course already know, but I want the listeners to know what it takes to get a stripper's vagina moist if you're a customer.
Well, I'm not the average stripper, but, you know, somebody who's extremely intelligent and has a lot to say about some interesting things is good, and somebody who's pretty straightforward and takes control of situations every once in a while is pretty good, too.
So you just described me. Does that mean you're sexually attracted to me?
Of course I am.
Nice. All right. Anal, yay or nay?
No.
Why not?
Have you seen afterwards? I have to go up still on stage.
Well, we're not talking about doing this the night you're working. But in your civilian life, maybe one night during the week, why aren't you down to open up the back door for a gentleman?
If you are, I am. That's how it works.
If I'm down for ass fucking in the ass, I'm not a gay. I'm all man, baby. I'm all about the pussy. All right. So, that's good. That's the kind of answer I like to hear. Does funny get you laid at the strip club? Because it doesn't work for me.
Sometimes.
All right, well, I wish you luck, Winter, in your audition to join the Stripperland cast today. You're a very beautiful girl, and I appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your very busy schedule to talk to Stripperland Radio. And This is something for my co-host, Richie. What do you think of Asian men?
Fantastic. Very good.
Have you ever made love to an Asian man?
Yes.
Is it true what they say that their penises are incredibly small and tiny?
Of course not.
No.
No.
I have a feeling you're lying to me. Here they are. It's Mark Luna on Stripperland Radio.
Just take a look to your left and you'll see me rise up.